This is Barb Gross with the Sioux City Public Library, and you're listening to Check It Out. The Man Booker Prize was announced last month, and today I'm recommending one of the books that was shortlisted for this prestigious prize. It's called The Overstory by Richard Powers. It's that rare novel that makes you want to cry for the sheer beauty of it. Powers' use of language is stunning. His characters are vivid, genuine, and unusual, not a stereotype anywhere. Most of all, it's a love story about trees. It's hard to describe the book in a few words. It starts out almost like a collection of short stories with one common element. Trees are very important to the people in these stories. In fact, trees are characters in The Overstory. As you read the first section, you can't help but wonder how the author is going to weave his multiple stories and dozens of plot lines together. But he does, and it's a tapestry of 100 hues. About the author, one reviewer writes, "A virtuoso at parallel narratives, concurrent micro and macro perspectives, and the meshing of feelings, facts, and ideas, Powers draws on his signature fascination with the consequences, intended and otherwise, of science and technology, as he considers the paradox of our ongoing assaults against nature in spite of all the evidence indicating impending disasters." I have to add, The Overstory is not a book everyone will like. It's 500 dense pages of intricate details. If you're looking for a light, fast-paced novel, this is not it. But if you enjoyed Annie Proulx's Barkskins, this book is similar in theme and scope. The Overstory by Richard Powers. Check out this title and other great works of fiction at the Sioux City Public Library.
Support for Check It Out comes from Avery Brothers.